Haruvei Beisa, Yotach Rashlim Aslei. Yeah. Right. So, Shashyan said, now, I tell them, Oy Melechaveroi, At Rotzis Lachrav Beisi. You wanted to break down the Beis Hamikdash Shomokam, Shetiach Yisrael Achrecha, Vanyastisi Bachon Akoma, that I broke you. Kissa, one Selim broke the other Selim. Slamai saw the one that's broken, we don't count. So that's why one Pasuk says two, because Menashe Taka put two Tzlomim in the Heichel. But the Maisa, one was broken, it's only considered like one. We don't count two of them there. So here's why the five things that happened on Shiva Asa Betamas. Vaita, then the Mishnah says, Betisha Vav, also five things happens. Was Nigza, first of all, Allah Vaseinu, Shla Yikonsu, Lerat Loretz. The first bad thing happened was, that was the time where Ben Amraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gerzer on them, since you don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So you come to Loretz. We know, and how do we know that they were crying that night, they were crying on Tisha B'Av? The Yechtir, the Pasuk says, V'yi b'chodesh harishon, b'shnas, b'shono ha-shenis, v'yechod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. It was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year, the first day of Chodesh Nisan, that's when they put up the Mishkan. The Yom Amar, Shona Rishon Osa Moshe Esa Mishkan. The first year, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shniya Heike Moshe Esa Mishkan. V'sholach Meraglim. The second year, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim. V'ksiv, it says, V'hi B'shono HaShenis, B'chodesh HaShenis, B'yesrim, L'bachodesh, Na Lehonon, Mi'ala Mishkan Eidus, that's when the Onan went up, the Onan and the clouds went up. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yisum Ha'ar HaShem, Derech Shloshesh Yomim. And Amr Rab Chami Bar Chanina, Oisi Ayoim, Soro Miachri Hashem. That day they went away from Hashem. Like we're else in the middle of the Raya yet. I was soon going to come out that Moshe sent the Meraglim on Chof Tes Pesivin. So what happened was, they went away from Hashem. The Pasuk says, that the bad people, the complainers there, they had a taiva, they wanted to eat meat. They made the rest of Klai Yisrael start crying, we don't want the mud, we want to have meat better. They had meat to eat for 1 month. So it came out now, after they got the meat, they got the punishment, it was the 22nd day of Sivan. It says then, Batiska Miriam Shivas Yomim. They waited another 7 days for Miriam. To Avilu Esrim Batisha, was the 29th day of Sivan. So on the 29th day of Sivan, then the Pasuk says, Shlach Lecho Anoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu first sent out the Meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan. Petanyro Be'esrim Batisha B'Sivan Sholach Moshe Meraglim. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim. It was the 29th day of Sivan. Well, Siv, the Pasuk says, Vayeshuva Misur Oretz. They came back from spying Eretz Yisrael. Miketz Aboyim Yoim, at the end of 40 days. His Hani Aboyim Yoim, Luchura Nochi Chadheb, he was missing 1 day. If you want to say it's Tisha B'Av, so they left the 29th day of Sivan, you're missing 1 day. And Gemara Omer Abaya, Tammuz Dishasa Meluya Meliyu. That year, Tammuz was a full, had 30 days to the month, that day, Tammuz. So, Mela, there was 40 days from the 29th day of Sivan until Tisha B'Av. Tehsev korelai moyed lishma b'churei. Oksev atisa koleida v'yitnu es kerlem v'yivku amalai lahu. On the 40th day after the Meraglim came back, that's when the Klai Yisrael decided we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, and they started to cry that night and saying it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael. They listened to the Meraglim, it's too difficult, they started to cry. So Omar Rabba Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Oisi Hayoim Erev Tisha B'Av Hoyu. That day was Erev Tisha B'Av, it was. Or some girl says, Oisa Laila was Leil, this should be rather that night was Leil Tisha B'Av Hoyu. They were crying Leil Tisha B'Av, saying it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael. Is Omulem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Klai Yisrael, Atem B'chisem B'chiyah Shochinam. You're right now crying for nothing. What do you mean it's too hard to go into Eretz Yisrael? I'm telling you, go in, it won't be so hard. If so, if you're crying for nothing right now, I'll make it back for you that you'll have something to cry for. So it was Kaveya then, Tisha B'Av was the day when Klai Yisrael was Nigzeron, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's when they were crying, and Hashem said the Duris, like all these next five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. That's when the Churban HaBayis happened, because of their crying for nothing. Then the Mishnah says, Chorav HaBayis, for Rishena, the first Beis HaMikdash was Chorav on Tisha B'Av. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, ובחודש החמישי, ושבו לחודש, תשע עשרה, למלך נבוכדנצר, מלך בבל, בו נבוזרדן רב טבוכים, עבד מלך בבל, ירושלים, קנט ירושלים, וייסוס בית השם, he burnt the base of Mikdash. וכסיב את סז, ובחודש החמישי, בעשר לחודש, הישנס תשע עשר שנס למלך נבוכדנצר, מלך בבל, בו נבוזרדן רב טבוכים, עומד לפני מלך בבל בירושלים. So it says, what happened on the 10th day of the Chodesh? V'tanya, it's according to Stira. Was it the 7th day or was it the 10th day? V'tanya learned like this. Yes, Shalom b'Shiva. You can't say it was on the 7th day of Av. Sherei Kvanema b'Yeser. It says, the next pasuk says, it was the 10th day of Av. V'yes Shalom b'Yeser. You can't say it was taken on the 10th day of Av. That the Nebuchadnezzar burnt Yerushalayim, burnt the Beis HaMikdash. Sherei Kvanema b'Shiva. Hakeitz, how does it happen? B'Shiva nichnesu nochrim l'heichel. On the 7th day of Av that year, the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash. The Ochlu, they ate there, the Kilkulu boy. They did Averis there, the Mazana there, Kilkulu boy. Shavi, Shmini, Utri, and the 7th, 8th, and 9th day of Av, they were playing around the Beis HaMikdash. Samach L'Chashecha, Tishabov, near the end of the day already, after by Samach L'Chashecha, near Shkia, had Tzitzu by Yisor. That's when they lit the fire in the Beis HaMikdash. And it burnt all that day and the next day also. That's why the Meister, we still fear a little bit of Avelis on Yud Av until Chatzos. We still don't take a shave, we still don't eat meat until Chatzos on Av, Yud Av. Because the Meister, the Beis Hamikdash was burning from the end of Tisha B'Av until Av, until Yud. During Yud was also burning. On ninth day before Shkia. Before Shkia, that's when they burned. On Tisha B'Av. Before Shkia, though, it was on Tisha B'Av. They started to burn it before Shkia. They started to burn. So it was burning on Tisha B'Av. Just that it burned Tisha B'Av, the end part of the day, and the whole tenth day. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Oy lano, ki fanu ayoyim, ki notu tzlali erev. Oy vey, the day is going away, it's coming night already. In other words, towards night time, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burned. Final the Yom Rav Yechanan. If I would have been at that time when the Chazal were Kaveh Tisha B'Av to be a Tainus that were fasting for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Yechanan said he would have been mistaken to fast on the 10th day. Because the Ikka Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th day. They first started to burn it before Shki on the 9th, but the mice had burned through the 10th day. Because Rav of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt first on the 10th day of Av. The Gemara says, Rabbanan, what are Rabbanan? What do we hold Lamaisa? Why do we hold from Tisha B'Av? Aschalta de Peronosa Yadifa. Because the beginning of the Peronius, that's much worse. And since the beginning of the Peronius happened on Tisha B'Av, therefore we're Kaveya or Tisha B'Av to be the Yom HaTainus. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Choftes. In the middle of what happened on Tisha B'Av, that five things happened on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara said what the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says really was burnt. Most of it was burnt on 10th day of Av. Just they started to burn it right before Shkia on the 9th day. So B'Yechon Taka said if he would have been there then he would have told them to be Kaveh the Tainus of Tisha B'Av on the 10th day. The Gemara says, Rabbonin Aschalto de Pranosa Adifa. The Rabbanon hold now that the beginning of the Peronius is that's worse. Since they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, even though it was at the end of the day, Wikavei the Tainis of Zeichel Churbin on Tisha B'Av. Right over Shnia. Then the Mishnah said the second thing happened on Tisha B'Av was also that the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? In the middle of the big lines here. With Shnia Minolan, how do we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was also burnt on Tisha B'Av? The Tanya will end like this. Megalgalin schus liyom zakai. If something good has to happen, we make it happen on a good day that something else happened good. And when something bad happens, usually we push it off to a day that something bad already happened also. So Mela, since the first Beis HaMikdash was burnt on Tisha B'Av, who was in the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed, was burnt on Tisha B'Av. Omru was said like this. When they burnt the first Beis HaMikdash, I say Hayom that day erev Tisha B'Av hoya. It was erev Tisha B'Av.
So as error was the Bach say down it.
Tishbav should be. Take out the word Erev. He says, Gerus Taka, it should be Tishbav. I say, Ayoim Tishbav Hoya. It was on Tishbav. O Maitsoi Shabbos Hoya. It was a Maitsoi Shabbos. Tishbav that year came out on Sunday. O Maitsoi Shviyas Hoysa. It was right after Shemitah year. O Mishmarosa Shoya Yorav Hoysa. It was by the Mishmar, the Kahanim, that week when the Beis Migdish was the Mishmar of Yoyorav. That Mishpacha was doing the Avoid in the Beis Migdish. The Halavim Hayomim Shira, and the Levium there was standing and saying Shira. The Yom Demal Duchanim, and also the Kahanim was standing by the Duchanim. The Levium was saying Shira, and they were standing on their place where they stood say Shira. Rashi says Duchim means Mokum Mosu Kein Itzdaba. The Yol of Levium Oimdim Lashira, that they had a special platform that the Levium used to stand to say the Shir. So here, Al Duchana means Levium was standing on their place. Uma Shiro Yomim, what Shiro were they saying at this time on Tisha B'Av? Vayesha Valeyem Esoinim. Uvrosom Yatzmisom. That's the passage they were saying, that the bear is going to come on them. Flo Yespiku Loima, they didn't get finished saying the second time the passage says, Yatzmisom Hashem Elokeinu, Achebo Nochrim Vechivshim. So the Goyim Mamish came into the Beis Hamikdash and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Mamish in the middle of saying these psukim about that Hashem sometimes gives us back a punishment because of the Averis that we did. The Rashi says, Vayeshev Aleim Asoinam, Verosam Yatzmisam, Yatzmisam Hashem Lakenu, the Mizmar Kel Nakamas Hashem, Vushio Shoyom Revi. It was really that's the Shia we say on Wednesday. Vay, the Amrilei, B'yom Rishon, I was saying now that the year Tisha B'Av came out on the first day, Sunday, is Al Ya Bi Al Mahud enough of a Pume. Stam, they happened to be singing that Pasuk at the time. Not that that was the Chayiv, the Shir of that day. The Shir of that day, Taka, was what we say, B'yam Rishon. The Stam, they happened to be saying this Psukim, their Minu B'yarchin, Pirish Aliyah Kino, Shekain Taka, Minas and Mazil. That Stam, they were singing this Mizmer. And Punkt, when they're saying these words that Hashem comes and destroys us, that's when the Goyim came in to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, the Chivshim. That's what our Mishnah says. The same thing on the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Exactly how the Gemara says it doesn't bring down, but that's the Mishnah of Vechem B'Shniyah. Fight, the third thing bad that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nilka Da Beisar. That's when the Goyim captured this big city called Beitar, that there were thousands of Jews there, and they killed them all out. It happened on Tisha B'Av. Gemara says Gemara. That's a Gemara. It's not a Psukim about it. It's a Kabbalah that also happened on Tisha B'Av. Vayta Nechmeshair, also later years they destroyed the Yerushalayim. The Mamash Melech Harisha, they plowed down Yerushalayim to the ground. The Goyim did it. That's also happened on Yerushalayim, on Tisha B'Av. Rashi says, Nechmeshair, Kedechsev Tziyoin Soda Techerush, She Nechmeshair Kula. The Mamash took Yerushalayim and they plowed it down. Venasis Kisoda Harusha. They made the whole Yerushalayim Amish plow down like a field that you plow it. So that also happened on Tisha B'Av. Mortanya, learned like this. Kishechorav to Nusrusas Haroshas Hechel. When he came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, Nigzerog Zera Rabbi Gamliel. The Malchus then made a Zera to kill Rabbi Gamliel. Like he was a Godel Hador then. So they wanted to first kill the Godel Hador. So they made a Zera, Nigzerog Zera Rabbi Gamliel. La Riga to kill him. So, Bo Oden Echod, one policeman like came, the Omad Bebeis HaMedrash, he came into the Beis HaMedrash, for Yom, and he said, Bal HaChoyte Mizbakish, Bal HaChoyte Mizbakish. You should know the Malchus now wants the Bal HaChoyte, the man of the nose. So, why did they call Rabbi Gamliel Bal HaChoyte? Rashi says, Bal HaChoyte means Bal Koyme Vitzura. One shot is, he was a tall person and a nice, he looked nice. That was Reb Shimon Gamliel. Lishnachrina Godlador. Balachaitim, now the nose means like he was the Godlador. The Mashal explains it, in other words, the people needed him. Just like of your body. The main thing you need of your body where you get your breath is through your nose. That's where you breathe through your nose. That's what keeps the body alive. Who Adin, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel kept his door alive. He was the Godlador. Everybody needed him. So said Loshin is like the Balachaitim, the nose, the most important person of the Jews, Rabbi Gamliel, the Malchus wants. So, Rashi says, Mizbakish means Lihorig, that this policeman came in and told the people, no, the Malchus now wants to kill Rabbi Gamliel.
So he set up a remis on Malay. Shlayakiru boy anshe melech. That the men's king should not know, like he's like betraying them, and he's coming into the Beis HaMedrash to tell them, be careful, Rabbi Gamliel, the Malchus wants to kill you now. So when he did this policeman, like the part of the Goyim, when he came into the Beis HaMedrash, he set up remisa just to say, the Malchus wants Bal HaChotem. In Shama Rabbi Gamliel heard about this, that they want to kill him. Is Ozal Tosh, is he went and hid? Shashi Nechpe, went to hide himself, the Kurach Nefesh. Tosh Minayu, he hid between them. Is Ozal Lagabe Bitsina, so his policeman still found him and went to him privately. Omale, the policeman said to Rabbi Gamliel, Imatzilno Lecho, if I'll save you, my sisli liyal mediyosi. I want you to promise me I'll be zeichu to elam abo if I save you now. Omalayhen, Rabbi Gamliel says yes. If you save me now from this degree, I'll guarantee you you'll get to elam abo. Omalay ishtabali, swear to me that I'll have elam abo ishtabali. Rabbi Gamliel swore to him. So the ma'ase was, what did this policeman do? So luckily he went up to the roof, knowfully jumped off the roof and missed, and he died. That's what the policeman did. What's the pshan that? The Khuri said he's going to save Rabbi Gamliel. How does he save Rabbi Gamliel by jumping off the roof? Shots like this. O Gemiri, the law was then, it was Al Yidua, the Chigazri Gezerta. If the Malchus makes a Gzera, like the big wise men there, they decided to make a special degree. O Mis Chad Minayu, and one of the people that was involved in making this degree dies, is Mavatel Gezerasayu. The Chayku there was, we have to be Mavatel, stop the Gzera. In other words, they believe that if one of them died, it's a raya, it's whoever they believed in, is showing them they're doing something wrong, and this guy died because the gzera is not a good gzera. So male, this policeman, by him jumping off the roof and killing himself, he was there when they made the gzera, he was part of the council then, he gave the advice. So now that he died, they're going to stop the gzera, so they're not going to go kill Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the way he saved Rabbi Gamliel. If one of the people that thought they gave the advice to make this degree dies, they thought, you know why he died? Because since they're thinking of making such a terrible degree now, that's why he died. So that makes them stop the degree. So Mela, the fact that this person killed himself, that's going to stop them from killing Rabbi Gamliel. So Mela, the guy's going to get their Lam Haba. So Gemara says, the Yotza Sabasko Labasko went out then, the Yomer, and said, Odon Zeh, this master, Mizumin Lachay Elam Abo. Inachnami, he'll be Zeichah to get Elam Haba. That was the strength of Rabbi Gamliel. He said, I'll get Elam Haba, Lamaisi got Elam Haba. Right, the Tana Rabbon, we learned like this. Mishachorav Habayis, when they burned, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Rishoynot, by the first Beis HaMikdash, Niskapsu, Kitos, Kitos, Shaparchikuna. A lot of groups of young Kahanim got together. And they have the keys of the Beis HaMikdash of Heichel in their hands. They have the key of the Heichel. They went up to the top of the Beis HaMikdash, top of the Heichel. The Yomu, they said like this. The Yomu Lefonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ho Yovoloi Zechino Lios Gizborim Nemonim. Since, like, we know they're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash right now, and they know it's our fault, like, we are not tzaddikim, we did not do the right way, Haya, we were not zoiche, we didn't have this chus, lios gizborim nemonim, to live and to be gizborim, to be able to take care of the Beis HaMikdash, is yiyo mavtechas mesuras lecho, so at what point we want to give the keys over to somebody good, we want to give the keys back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if to say, you know, like we realize we did chatoim, but we don't want the goyim to be zeicher to get to the Beis HaMikdash, so Hashem, take back the keys. V'zorkim karpim alo, and they threw the keys upstairs to Hashem. V'yosor nes happened, v'yotosor came piece of yad, out of the sky came out a hand, the kibaltim, and the hand accepted the keys. Kibaltim ihem. V'heim kofso, when they saw that, these young kanim, kofso v'noflo techor. The man was jumped into the fire, again like Mesiris Nefesh. V'aleim kainim yishayoi, when them yishayoi anavi, what was crying like. And he said like this, V'aleim kainim yishayoi anavi, masa gei chizoyim. Drashi gei chazoyim yishayoyim, shakreo mestaklim shom, like Maslach, this is lifting up like his voice to cry about Yerushalayim. Malucho Eifoy, what happened? Ki all this kulcho, everybody went up, legagos, to the top of the roof. Ki soyus maleyos irhomiya kriya aliza. Chalalecho lechalecherv, like how come the people went up to the roofs, and they died, they didn't die from a sword. V'loy meisi mechama, and they didn't die from a chamrida. In other words, Yeshayu Anov is talking about this Maisa, that the Pirchei Kunam went up to the roofs, and they jumped into the fire. They weren't killed by a sword, they weren't killed by a war, they jumped in. Right? And after Kodesh Baruch Hu, even my Kodesh Baruch Hu is also said like this, that Mekar Kar Kir V'shoy V'soya Elohor. So Rashi says, Mekarkim is Lashin Lilak. Hashem was also crying about this. Kiev Yeshua Makainin Fitzayak Lashanina Kail Yeshua's Ami Kir Kumaikire. Now Hashem was also crying about this. Alhar Vishvil Har Tsiyon Sheshamin. Hashem was also crying about the Khurban of the Beis Hamikdash that such an instance happened. The Khurban Poshet Mashma, they did the right things, these Pirchei Kuna. In fact, they jumped into the fire to be Mais Nefesh. Poshet Sakash, how do they have a right to? How do they have a right to be Mais Nefesh to jump onto the, how do they have a right to jump onto the, into the fire to kill themselves? The Khurban. Poshet Mashma, they did it right. They knew the Goyim were going to come to kill them. They didn't want to see the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed. So in the middle, they were Mais Nefesh. Right. Mishen, then the Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av Mamayatim Besimcha. When it comes Rosh Chodesh Av, the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, you have to stop having simcha, stop having happiness. Omer Rav Yehuda is Omer Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishmei de Rav that Kishem She Mishenichnas Av Mamayatim Besimcha. The same way when Rosh Chodesh Av comes, you're supposed to Mamayat have less happiness. And the Rishpashim say means any happiness at all. You're not supposed to have any simcha during the 9 days. It's kach the same way, the opposite way, that Mishenichnas Adar, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, is Marbim Mesimcha. There's an inyan there to be Marbim Mesimcha. In other words, when things happen good to Klal Yisrael, you have to be happy. You have to be Mesimcha when Hashem does good to us. And when Klal Yisrael was Bitzar, had there the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, there's an inyan also to feel bad not to be Mesimcha. Omer Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, therefore, Hilkach,